In the Steel City, Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. That's me, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. France will formally recognise the state of Palestine in September, making it the first G7 country to do so. French President Emmanuel Macron argued that peace is possible and that there is no alternative. Ross Cullen reports.
This is not a departure from France's long-standing position of formally recognising that a two-state solution is the answer to the situation in the Middle East, formally recognising both the state of Israel and the state of Palestine. So in terms of the different views from the presidents down the years, this is consistent with French presidential policy to have the two-state solution as the focus of France's foreign policy aims in the region. But this is a major step by the French president, who feels the time is now to recognize the state of Palestine. This is something that was potentially going to be happening actually earlier this year, with France and Saudi Arabia set to be hosting a United Nations conference focused on the recognition of a two-state solution and the recognition of Palestinian statehood earlier in the year. Now, that conference is going to be happening next week. There won't be the formal recognition then. That's something that's going to happen when France is attending the United Nations General Assembly.
The escalating conflict between Thailand and Cambodia could move towards war, according to officials in Bangkok. Laura Westbrook has more.
The Thai Interior Ministry said more than 100,000 people from four border provinces had been moved to nearly 300 temporary shelters. Cambodia fired rockets and shells into Thailand, and the Thais scrambled F-16 jets to hit military targets across the border. Both sides blamed each other for firing first. The fighting marks a dramatic escalation in a long-running dispute between the neighbours over their shared 800-kilometre frontier. Dozens of kilometres in several areas are contested, and fighting broke out between 2008 and 2011. A UN court ruling in 2013 settled the matter for over a decade, but the current crisis erupted in May when a Cambodian soldier was killed in a clash. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Donald Trump will be in Scotland for the next few days. The US president is visiting his golf courses there, as well as sitting down with the UK Prime Minister. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
The President and Prime Minister met last month in Canada at the G7 summit. They'd already agreed a trade deal with a 10% blanket tariff on British goods. This meeting, we're told, will be an informal one, a chance to catch up, this time on the other side of the Atlantic. President Trump returns to the UK in September to be hosted by King Charles at Buckingham Palace for a two-day state visit. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Matahari and her Skeletons in the Closet. Segment of Vox Populi.
1974, Bachman Turner Overdrive on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. 108, much more music time, 82 degrees, 412-385-7450. From 1963, and these are the Kinks on Radio 9.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name.
weekend entertainment.
Before that, we heard from the Kinks. We're going to talk about the Kinks in the 2 o'clock hour. Coming up later this hour, we're going to hear from David Letterman, live from Muncie, Indiana. Well, not quite live. Recorded in Muncie, Indiana. He has some thoughts about Stephen Colbert. You're not going to want to miss that. Here's a question mark in the Mysterians on Radio 9.
2 minutes you drop. Watch out.
the sound of the Paradons on Radio 9. At 1:24 chime time, I'm Jay Thurber. We've got new music coming your way from Franz Ferdinand right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up a couple of minutes, we'll hear from David Letterman. We'll have news for you at 2 o'clock. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, talk about something that I posted on my blog at jaythurbershow.com. And that is songs that sound fun but are actually quite sad. Aw. I don't want to make you sad on a Saturday afternoon. We'll play a couple songs that are upbeat but sound sad. Monyok Area Chamber of Commerce wants you to know that they've got a charity golf outing coming up. That is on September 12th at the Yaukagany Country Club in Elizabeth Township. For more information, monyokchamber.com. Saints Joachim and Anne Parish will host its community festival August 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's at the Liberty Borough site, 3210 Liberty Way. Thursday and Friday from 6 until 11. Saturday from 5 until 11. Food booths? Yes, the food booths. Come on down and have some food at the booth. The food booths also will be open nightly at 5 o'clock, and they will have a nightly DJ. It will not be Jay Thurber. And live entertainment is scheduled nightly, which is a big improvement. Last year they had dead entertainment, and just people were very unhappy.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be?
Neil poking him with a
this
stick.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
The dead guy up there on the stage, he will point, when's he gonna do something, Martha? So that's why they have live entertainment this year. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon with a high of 91. Probably lightning striking me right here in my place. Scattered thunderstorms overnight. Showers likely, low 73 on Sunday. Showers likely, high 87 Sunday night. Thunderstorms, low 71. Fog on Monday morning with a high of 91. Tuesday, hot, high 94. And then on Wednesday, hot with a high of 93. Right now, just hit of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 87 in Washington County, 90 right now in Beaver County. It's 85 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 86 at WRCT in Oakland with new music from Franz Ferdinand.
Slam!
Thank you very much, Franz Ferdinand. We hope that you are hooked right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jaythurbershow.com on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Taking your requests now until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show on all those social media platforms. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, it's 1:30. This is Grabby Appleton on Radio 9. Of the Swing and Supremes on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Paul Schaefer in the world's most dangerous band. Right after this, we're going to hear from David Letterman himself. So stay tuned for that.
Well, every evening, when all my days with you soon, I'll call my baby and ask her what we can do. I bet she knew this, but she said maybe not. But then she asked me, why don't I come to her spot and have some dinner? And since we got time to kill, we turn the phone off so we can Netflix and chill. I say, yeah. That's what I say. I say, yeah. My baby loves me. She gets me feeling so bad. And when she loves me, she lets me know that she's back. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses. She gives me all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything's okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say, yeah.
We'll play a melody and turn.
From 2017's release of Paul Schaefer and the World's Most Dangerous Band here on Radio 9. And if you haven't heard already, Stephen Colbert has been given what O'Brien and Gary used to say, the cruel shoe. In another 9 months or so, he finds all of his stuff in a cardboard box out in front of the Ed Sullivan Theater. Yeah, they've canceled the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, strictly for money reasons. They said it's costing them $100 million a year to keep the Late Show on the air, and that the ratings just aren't there anymore. And I being somewhat naive, I said that kind of makes sense to me, because who stays up all night to watch these late-night talk shows anymore? First of all, every network now has a late-night talk show. Second, I can see all the best parts of it the next morning on YouTube. Third, what does Stephen Colbert say that Seth Meyers is not going to say, that Jimmy Kimmel is not going to say, right? I mean, the jokes are, I mean, literally they make the same jokes sometimes. And so I posted that on social media when the news broke last week, and several people told me, Jay, you are full of hot soup. You're just a big bag of farts, Jay, is what they said. This is obviously political. And I said, nah, okay, maybe, but I think it's a financial thing. Well, if there's somebody who should know what the network pinheads and weasels are saying and what they are really doing, well, it's your TV pal, David Letterman. And he released a video yesterday. You know, he does a talk show online with his producer, Barbara Gaines, now. And this is edited down. It's a little long. It's about 7 minutes. But I think it's worth listening to. This is your TV pal, David Letterman, with his thoughts on Stephen Colbert.
It was about 10 years ago. We all used to do that show that Stephen Colbert now does. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, I quit and left. And then Stephen Colbert comes along and pretty quickly established himself as a precise, crisp, witty political satirist. And often his target has been the current administration. And based on that and just the overall entertainment quota of the show, it drew a great audience. And people became not addicted to, but always looking forward to political satire from Stephen Colbert. Was very good at it. And for 10 years, I think, became the face of the network. So, okay, that's what I know of there. Here's right. Also what I know. CBS and Paramount and other things are for sale. Yeah, so that's a big deal, because CBS and Paramount, so they're trying to sell it to Ellison. What's the guy's name? Frank Ellison?
David Ellison is the kid.
Yeah, what's his father's
Ellison
name?
Is the billionaire. Larry Ellison.
Oh, yeah, Larry Ellison.
His Oracle.
The Ellison, the Oracle twins, they got some of Dad's money, and they want to buy this CBS Paramount holding.
Yeah.
So because they want to buy it, they don't want any trouble. So now this is part of what I think. So they call up CBS and
this is just opinion. This is just your
opinion.
This
is me just thinking.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain I'm dead on, but I'm just thinking. So they call up the goons at CBS and they say, look, we know that your big powerhouse 60 Minutes decided they didn't care about freedom of the press. So they paid off the current administration multiple millions of dollars just to let us continue to do business. We're so sorry. Here's a couple of million dollars, but we still want to be in business. So the new guys, the Ellison twins, they don't want to have to do that. So they say to the CBS people, geez, you don't. And what about that kid, Stephen Colbert? He's always shooting his mouth off about the administration. We don't want any trouble from that guy. So the CBS people say, hey, boys, here's what I'm going to do. Not only are we going to get rid of that guy, we're going to get rid of the entire franchise, so you don't have to worry about another guy. It's gone, buddy. We're going to have the CSI in your pants. I don't know. I'm making some of this up. So they go to Stephen and they say, oh, here, you're gonna have to quit now, because it's not that Trump stuff. No, no, it's money. We're losing so much money. You understand. Here's what I know. If they were losing this kind of money, you're telling me losing this kind of money happened yesterday?
Yeah, right.
But they were losing this kind of money a month ago. I'll bet they were losing this kind of money 6 weeks ago, or they have never been losing money. They did not do the correct thing. They did not handle Stephen Colbert, the face of that network, in the way he deserves to have been handled. Now, that's what I think. So if you have questions, let's talk it over.
I feel like step one is always like, okay, let's reel in the budget. Let's see if we can't make sense of this TV show.
That's right.
If this guy wants to be in the TV business, you think that would be like step
one. We cut the budget many times at our
end. That's right. Well, take a look at the CBS News. It's still in business.
Yeah.
And I'm not certain that that's a profit center. Yes, there are... the fact that they killed the franchise and told Stephen to go home. Now, for Stephen, I love this. He's a martyr. Good for him.
Oh, right. This exactly.
And if you listen carefully, you can hear them unfolding chairs at the Hall of Fame for his induction. So I think the idea that they're hiding behind money, and they're giving him another 10 months. Well, that's another huge chunk of money they're going to lose, according to them. I don't think it was money. I think it was all to make sure the Ellison, the Oracle twin boys, were solid spending dad's money. So
don't you worry.
We got this covered. No, he's not going to be a problem. I wouldn't worry about him. No. I think it's sad. But what this indicates also is the Ellison twins, the Oracle boys, they don't want any trouble along the lines of freedom of the press or free speech or freedom of expression. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want the government going after them because, you know, that concept of freedom of the press and freedom of, that's so old fashioned.
He was number one in his time slot, and he had just been nominated for an Emmy, and then they call and say, guess what? You're done.
Yeah, you're finished, and no hard feelings, but it's all about money.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, has nothing to do with the Ellison twins wanting to make sure they don't get badgered by the government. Oh, my God. Yeah. We just want to say what the president wants us to say.
Isn't that what they always say is part of the problem with everything is about, like, bottom lines and corporate greed and stockholder value?
But this is pure cowardice. I mean, you're telling me 60 Minutes, the pinnacle of journalistic excellence and integrity for decades, and many of those decades, the number one viewed show in America, they've decided, oh, we're sorry, you let us give you $20 million and we'll be more careful.
That was also shocking.
Well, I believe this is in the wake of that, and the Oracle twins. Why don't they just go buy a Dairy Queen or something? Stay out of this business.
Fair to the Oracle twins. I'm not sure that any section of, you know, old-fashioned broadcast TV is thriving.
Right. Yeah, they don't. But there's no fairness to these goons. You're telling me they don't know that? These guys are bottom feeders. That's exactly what this is. Of course they know that broadcast television is withering. Yeah. So now they want to make sure, on top of buying something that doesn't have the same value as it had 30 years ago, they don't want to be hassled by the United States government. So they want CBS to take care of all of that mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him for you, don't we?
Or maybe we should just sell this whole thing to Skydance.
Oh, yeah.
What the f*** is Skydance? Honest to Christ. Is it a discount company? Airline? Is that what it is? I think this, one day, if not today, the people at CBS who have manipulated and handled this, they're going to be embarrassed. Because this is gutless. I only wish this could happen to me. This would have been so great for me. Yeah, now we all got to kiss Stephen Colbert's ring now. I don't think I was well liked, but I don't think it got to the point where they had to say, well, you know, goodbye because you've lost us so much money.
No, I just meant like because you were always like making fun of the, you know, like the network pinheads and weasels or whatever you are.
Right. Well, I mean, easy targets because the people watching you at home, those are the people that you know and love. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be on their side. They want to be on your side. Mm-hmm. But you've put together this vast army. You have to have an enemy. So the enemy would be the dopes up in the office and the suites.
The suits.
The guys having Maltinis and stuff. Martinis, yeah. Those were the days, weren't they?
Barbara Gaines and David Letterman with some thoughts on what he thinks really was behind the cancellation of The Late Show on CBS. So, food for thought. More music after this.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
Yeah, I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Radio 9 in Pittsburgh.
We're going to pause for sports and weather in just a minute. More new music on the other side of that, and then news at 2 o'clock.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job. Better job at higher wages, expenses paid in a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on the TV a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot, I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the leader, daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with quad wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot.
Salesman jokes. I'm the number one attraction in every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot.
Stay tuned. We're going to have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
Roger Miller on Radio 9, 154. Much more music time. New music is coming your way from Gracie Abrams. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up right after we take care of sports and letter. Sports and letter? I got Letterman on the brain now. Sports and weather and news coming up for you then at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's do this.
Your
Steelers making the most of a training camp, and Aaron Rodgers threw for two touchdown passes on Friday, looking significantly better, reporters say, than he did the previous day. Steelers cut their second training camp practice short by about 25 minutes after a severe thunderstorm rolled into the area. Camp, of course, at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. Pittsburgh Pirates lost last night in the 11th inning to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Pirates could not get a single run on the score. Board. Final score, Diamondbacks 1, Pirates nothing. Pirates and Diamondbacks again today. Andrew Heaney expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Rangers over the Braves 8-3. Twins blank the Nationals 1-0. The Athletics clouded up in rain. Speaking of storms, all over the Astros 15-3. Oh, and there was much rejoicing on the south side of Chicago as the White Sox beat the Cubs by a score of 12-5. What else to tell you about? The Tampa Bay Rays demoted pitcher Taj Bradley to AAA after a bad start in 2025. And Cleveland Browns linebacker Jordan Hicks announced he will retire from the NFL after 10 seasons.
But he's Port Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon with a high of 91. Thunderstorms and showers overnight, low 73. Boy, is it muggy out there. 87 for your high on Sunday with thunderstorms likely. Monday, fog in the morning and then thunderstorms with a high of 91. And then on Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 94 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 87 in Washington County. It's 90 in Beaver County, 85 outside our studio window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morewood in Oakland. It's 88 degrees with new music from Gracie Abrams.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your Benz, I'm by the gate.
Is called The Secret of Us. That's Gracie Abrams here on Radio 9. Al DeLore is going to take us to news time. Day, do you watch MASH reruns? And I said, yeah, all the time. Is that even a joke? Hello. I'm Jay Thurber. Speaking of jokes, speaking of old jokes, in fact, jaythurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.